with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, the stars of the new movie Changeland, Seth Green and Brecken Meyer. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. Good to see you, man.
What's that creeper pinata in the corner?
You know, sometimes I get some gifts, and I'm looking a little more like Peter Brady right there.
Is that supposed to be you?
It's supposed to be me.
My God, that's like not a very good chupacabra hiding.
No.
The corner over there.
Chupacabra. Is that like the only Spanish word you know right there?
It's the only Spanish-specific mythical demon I'm aware of.
The outfit is dope, though, right? The suit is dope.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And so, well, that's why we don't hang it. He just kind of chills in the corner. He's not piñata worthy to hang.
I think hanging effigies of yourself is a poor taste.
No, I don't think you want to do that. That's a bad symbol.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, you know, in case you want to beat me, just get in right there. So congrats on the movie, man. Changeland. What's it about?
It is about a guy who prepays a second honeymoon and discovers on the eve of surprising his wife that she's been having a lengthy affair. And so instead of confronting her, he takes the trip with his old best friend to figure out what to do.
Wait, he prepays a second honeymoon?
Yeah. So a guy's been married for a couple years and it's going bad and he thinks, oh, I can save it by a great overture.
Yeah. Got it. Is this based on a true story? It sounds like something that could really happen.
I think it could happen.
Sure, yeah. But I had taken a trip to Thailand with my friend Dan, and while we were there, everything that happened to us felt like it was a movie. From us being mistaken for a honeymooning couple to just the background, everything felt so cinematic. And I thought, this is a great background to tell a story. And so I told a story about friendship, about relationships, about like forgiveness and growing up. And your responsibilities in your own life and in your own friendships.
But your boy Dan's okay.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I borrowed from real life things, stories that I'd heard or things that I'd been through, but the whole story is invented.
Yeah, well, that's a cool premise. That sounds like a lot of fun. Did you go back to Thailand and actually shoot it in Thailand?
Yeah, everything that we shot, shot in the same places that we went to. And in fact, anybody can follow in our footsteps and take the same trip that we took.
Wow, not a bad place to film a movie. And how
it was a good time.
I bet. How was that experience? Like just shooting there and how was the commission? Working with and all that?
Everybody was awesome. Thailand is, they have a massive cinema infrastructure. And so they had world-class crews for us to work with. And it was tricky. Half the movie's on boats, but we're able to get footage that is unbelievable.
I bet. And Seth, you also wrote and directed this film.
Yeah.
Correct? And do you appear in it also?
I do.
Wow.
He's the guy who got cheated on in the movie.
And which is awesome creatively. It gives you a lot of freedom and what have you, but also puts a lot of pressure, I imagine, too.
It does. It's as simple as, you know, when you want to do something, there's only so much money you can get to do it. And so to make sure that it goes well, I put myself in a decision-making position. It was either, you know, going to be really, really terrible or be a lot easier since I didn't have to explain anything to anybody.
Right. And Brecken, you play his best friend?
I play his best friend in this, which is a job, you know, I've had some experience doing that. So it was pretty easy. I didn't have to get too methody. It was all right. But I mean, honestly, sitting there in Thailand, first of all, our jobs are fun. And sitting there in Thailand with your best friend, his wife, who oddly enough plays my love interest in the movie, and various other friends.
It's interesting,
Mac,
casting.
Was
that awkward at any point?
Yeah. Not for me. We've been having an affair for years. So finally, I was just
love scenes are very natural.
Yeah. We were just finally. That's how we told him.
So did I have Brecken in mind right off the bat? Did you make him read? Like what?
No. All of the parts in the movie I wrote specifically for the actors that played them, and it's just sort of stacking the deck in your favor to make sure that, you know, when you need everything to go right, you want people that you can trust.
Yeah.
So I got actors who I knew would play these roles very well and be exactly the thing on camera that the audience would be able to take it.
That's fun. That's the best.
Yeah, we had a really good time.
It was a great time.
Yeah, it was definitely.
Well, I know Macaulay Culkin's also one of the co-stars, and he's pretty selective with the work that he does. It took a lot of convincing, or how'd that come
about? Yeah, I've got a ton of blackmail material. I've known him for a really long time. I've been filming him without his knowledge for years. Mac and I got to work together in 2003 on a movie called Party Monster, and we've known each other ever since. And this was a part that I wrote for him, and then I was really happy when he said he would do it.
Nice, man. Yeah. That's great. That's great. Yeah. And I saw you, Seth, on Historical Roasts as David Bowie. Well, that must have been fun getting into that character.
Yeah, it was awesome. Jeff Ross and I have known each other for a while. And
I love that dude.
Me too. He's so cool.
Great.
And he just asked me if I would do it. And you know, I love David Bowie, and that didn't feel like a part I would ever really get a chance to play. So
I jumped out of the box.
I'm not the most organic casting for David Bowie, but I leapt at the chance.
Yeah. Are you still having fun with Family Guy?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's the best. I love that show.
It's
all right.
I like it.
Yeah, you're okay.
It's okay.
Has it had to chill with everybody just getting so politically sensitive or with correctness going on? Are you still as...
I don't know. I'm still shocked. I'll come in and read stuff in the scripts that I can't believe we're putting on the air, or I'll see something make it to air that feels so provocative. I can't believe that Fox has allowed it, but the audience still seems to be really responsive. So
it's brilliant. I think if you're animated, you can get away with so much more, right?
I think there's a safety net with animation. Right. Same with Robot Chicken, where we do things where we're like, we can get away with it because it's fake. You know what I mean? They're not real people. They're action figures.
Really, certain shows do kind of get a pass. Yeah. Like they really do.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And God bless them.
Exactly. I think Family Guy, American Dad, Robot, I think those ones, I think animation definitely helps you get a little distance from the reality of it. And so you can have things where you're poking fun at some things that maybe we couldn't do on this show, but if it's an animated character, you're like, you know what? It's not too close to home. That's okay. I'm good with it. And find yourself laughing at it because I think it's important to laugh at some of the craziness that's going on right now.
It's a wild world, guys.
And Brecken, you, of course, work with my buddy Mark Paul Gosselaar.
I met him a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times. And how often you talked to old boy there?
I talked to him. I mean, we talked to each other literally weekly. We talk to each other all the time. We're talking about doing more Franklin and Bashes right now with Sony. So we've been married together for a while now doing meetings.
You guys make a good couple.
We do make a good couple. We're kind of like a before and after.
Are you guys going to get married if it comes back?
At some point, sure. Yeah. Why not?
If you direct a movie, can I play Mark's love interest?
That would be fantastic. Yes.
As David Bowie back in the day.
To come full circle, absolutely. Because I've been dying to get you and Mark Paul together for years.
Yeah. And both these gentlemen married, kids?
Yep. No, he is married.
No kids.
I was married and have kids.
Okay. So, girls, right?
I got girls. I got a 15 and an 8-year-old.
15 and 8-year-old. Yeah,
and my girlfriend is a 4-year-old, so we all live together in a big...
Oh, nice.
It's all ladies.
You're surrounded.
My dog's a girl. Everybody in my house is a girl. Yeah.
Nice.
It really is.
What are they up to?
Whatever they want to do. I just stay the hell out of the way and say thank you.
So, exactly.
I've learned early.
I'm going to Thailand.
Are you really?
No.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I tell them. Yeah. Yes. I'm out of here.
Seth, and so no kids yet?
Not yet.
Maybe in the future.
He's got cats.
We'll see. Good for you, man.
Thanks,
good
man.
For you.
Good right for on. You not having kids.
All right. Take your time. Hey, I was late to the game myself. You get appreciated. You get a little more patience for it. The energy level, I wish I could have rewound a couple years. But
I think the upside for me is I've done a lot of my going out or being wild. And so I'm actually really happy to just stay home sometimes.
Yeah, you get to appreciate. Oh, of course. Oh, my God. Getting to bed early is like my favorite, dude.
Isn't that crazy?
I get fired up. Like, yes, I'm in bed early.
You hit the bed at 9. And you're like, look at me.
Yes, I'm all proud of myself.
Used to be like, you'd be out at some bar, look at me. Right. And now it's like, nope, happy in bed at 8.
I find the opposite too. Like I'll get to the point where it's 12:30 and I'm like, what are we still doing awake?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
You look at your girl at like, you'll go to some party and you look at your girl at 8:30 and you're like, you want to get out of here? And you see her just going, yeah. And you're like, not for any like sexy time. It's literally like to go to bed.
My wife and I always plot before we're going to go somewhere. Okay, what's the sign before we're going to bounce and we got to see you?
Yeah.
All right, before I let you guys go, I'm put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right. Go to karaoke song.
Islands in the Stream.
You need a partner, so I get that.
That's a good.
I'll be there.
But if I need to do it by myself, maybe Super Freak.
Okay, Rick James. I love it.
I don't have it. I'm afraid of karaoke.
Really?
I really. Yeah. I've done it once with him in Hawaii.
He's all speed rap. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they don't have enough.
A little bit of bone
thugs. They don't have enough
guar. You got to go to K-Town, Korean karaoke. That's just a private room.
I like going and watching. I'm not a...
Yeah. Oh, I don't do the public karaoke.
I'm a voyeur.
I'm a K-Town karaoke guy.
It's like anything Korn or Ludacris.
Korn. Last show you binge watched.
Yeah.
I just watched The Act, which is Joey King and Patricia Arquette, which is based on a true story. And oh my God, they're
Netflix
both incredible in it. I think it's Hulu. Yeah, it's actually
good.
It's incredible performances. It's a really disturbing true story, but the performances by the actresses are amazing.
Right on.
I'm doing right now is Chernobyl on HBO.
Well, I heard it's pretty good.
Fantastic.
I think everybody dies.
Yeah. Wow.
Spoiler. Spoil it, dude.
Pretty much abandoned that area.
Shoot.
Celebrity crush growing up.
A until that last Die Hard movie.
Seth Green. What was your celebrity crush growing up, Seth?
I always had a crush on Mario Lopez.
Good taste, good taste. Can't blame the man.
That line forms to the left. I've been swimming in those dimples for years. Are you kidding?
Yeah, well, Tiffany Thiessen as well.
Oh, good, like I said, good taste.
Winona Ryder back in the day.
Okay.
Back in the day, Winona Ryder.
All-time favorite set to work on.
Man, I feel so lucky. I've gotten to work on a lot of great sets, but honestly, this experience, getting to make this movie with so many of my friends and in such an incredible place, is like one of the best times I've ever had.
Well, he's my director. I have to say that now. Of course. I was thinking of everything but this.
You could talk about The Fix.
I would. The Fix was my all-time favorite set. I would say this. Oddly enough, Rat Race, which was, again, where Sethy and I got to work. That was where we worked together for the first time that we didn't have any control of it. We just happened to be put in the same movie.
Honestly,
Franklin and Bash.
Right on. Right on. Biggest pet peeve. Last question.
You know, this sounds obnoxious, but I really hate ignorance. I just think when people are ignorant, it's truly offensive.
You would get pissed off a lot then.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to stay zen and try to politely educate.
Just lines.
His lines.
Lines. Like, yes. I go to the movies and the guy's like, do you have? I'm like, it's the same menu for 35 years. It's popcorn, soda, candy. That's a wrap. And every time it's like, do you have popcorn inside a hot dog? And
yeah.
All right. So, lines.
You guys have those new pop dogs?
Yeah. You got those hot corn?
Yeah. Changeland is hitting theaters and video on demand this weekend. You can follow them on Instagram at Seth Green and at Breckenmeyer. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks,
congrats
Mario.
On the film.
On with Mario Lopez.